You're listening to SBS News.
The boat, which had been in full compliance, had departed at 4 a.m. Saturday with plans to return at 5 p.m. Monday. The trip promised diving opportunities to see colourful coral and a variety of marine life. This emergency call to the Coast Guard highlighting the distress of those on board.
Vessel in distress, this is Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles on Channel 16. What is your position and number of persons on board? Over.
I can't breathe.
39 POV. What? Vessel in distress, Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles. Roger, you have 29 persons on board and you can't breathe. What is your current GPS position? Over.
The Conception was operated by Worldwide Diving Adventures, a Santa Barbara-based company, taking divers on such expeditions since the 1970s. The Coast Guard say a number of bodies have been recovered near the boat and searches were continuing to look for others who were aboard Conception, which burned while anchored off Santa Cruz Island. Divers sleep in a single room of bunk beds, according to a diagram on the Conception posted on the company's website. Captain Monica Rochester is with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Coast Guard and partner agencies have responded to a vessel fire near Santa Cruz. Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles Long Beach watchstanders overheard a mayday call via Channel 16 of an engulfed 75-foot commercial diving vessel with 39 people aboard. Crews from the Coast Guard, Santa Barbara Fire Department, Ventura County Fire Department and the Vessel Assist have responded. Fire department crews were fighting the fire when the vessel sank 20 yards offshore in 64 feet of water.
Authorities say the bodies so far recovered had injuries consistent with drowning. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the boat remains unstable and it's uncertain when more information is likely to emerge. He says people should be prepared for the worst outcome.
The majority of the people were the passengers on the ship. And the sleeping compartment was on the bottom deck of the ship, so they would have been sound asleep when this fire started. So you can imagine that of all scenarios, to be in a remote location, have a fire that occurs, have limited, if any, firefighting capabilities that could address that, and then to have all of a sudden a fire that spread very, very rapidly, you couldn't ask for a worse situation.
Five crew members escaped by jumping off the boat and taking refuge on an inflatable boat. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. We'll be right back.